Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. So I was looking through some of the online journals, the Mass Machine online journals on bodybuilding.com. Actually, I get alerted when there's posts, and I saw a post from Susaw Stacy. I was reading your journal entry, and I just want to say that it was a very, you paid me a nice compliment indirectly, knowing that my wife is just about to have a baby. We're just getting close to going to the hospital this morning. And saying that, you know, if Skip doesn't do this podcast, she was talking to her husband or referring to her husband, it's because that's what's going on. Because when Skip says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And that was nice of you to say that. And, you know, that's the kind of reputation that I would love to be known for. And so I appreciate those comments. I'm happy to do this Morning Connection podcast for you, because I'm not just doing it for you. This is something that I really enjoy doing. It helps me, you know, get all these thoughts and observations out, a way to connect with you. I really have connected with you in so many different ways over the years, but not at this more personal level. And I really enjoy it. This is really new for me. This is really stretching myself. It's really forcing me to grow. I'm a private person. And so this, like I said, this is really stretching me, and I love the challenge. I love the growth of putting myself out there. So I'm definitely benefiting. And with this Morning Connection, I've done a lot of things. I've, whether it's a newsletter or themes for newsletters or websites or programs, you know, paid coaching programs, free coaching programs. I mean, I've done a lot of things, business-wise or over the internet for the last 15 years. And so I get a good feel of what is going to be accepted and liked and, you know, what I think is a good idea and something that, you know, maybe other people don't think it's that great of an idea, or it isn't that helpful to them, or at least to the level that I believed it would over the years. So I get a good sense right out of the gate how some endeavor that I'm doing is going to be. And this Morning Connection podcast is something that has been very well accepted right out of the gate. So it appears to me, and from your comments, and that this is something that you really enjoy. And that makes me feel good. I'm not just doing this for me. I'm doing this for you. So I want you guys to participate a little bit more. I don't want to make this just me talking to you. Okay, I want it to be interaction. I want us to fully utilize this internet and make it a two-way conversation. So wherever you are in the world and wherever I am in the world, I mean, we can really interact and connect. So it's just not entertainment. It can make you think about life. But I'm going to give you like little steps to take, which may not seem very important. But when you hear something, you're inspired and you take some specific action, no matter how small it might be, it gets you in the habit of taking action on thoughts, ideas, when you're inspired to get into that habit, right? So yesterday, you know, I talked about what's one thing, big or small, that you can do to get you one step closer to the overall quality of life that you really want. What are you going to do this week? We talked about, I don't know, we're in week 34. What if you were to do that every single week and you start at the beginning of the year? There'd be 34 things that maybe you've been putting off. Could be like a 5-minute project or an hour long project. If you just commit it to one every single week, how far ahead would that put you? Right? So I want you guys to, you know, not just think about that. Hey, that's a good concept that he's talking about, but, you know, put a comment below, whether it's on the bodybuilding.com message board, on Facebook, on Twitter, on the skiplacour.com website, under the blog itself, there's a comment section. Just do that, not for me, but for you. And the other thing is, if I'm going to do this, I want to maximize my time and my effort. And I want to help as many people as I can. So if this is something that you really enjoy, you're finding benefit in your own life, getting you to think, if not, you're entertained, share it, retweet it, talk about it on Facebook. Definitely like the podcast. And again, it shows all your friends. And when, you know, people see something that has a lot of likes or a lot of shares, they're saying, hey, let me check this out. You could be helping so many people who are like us going through this journey of life and going through the same challenges. And maybe there's some things that I've said that you're going, wow, he thinks that way too. That's the way that I think. Wow, maybe, you know, I'm not so nuts after all, right? And how is he dealing with that? Hey, now I feel a lot more relieved to just handle my challenge. Well, just think of how many people can benefit that same way, just like you, especially your friends on Facebook, the people you follow, who follow you. We hang around people like ourselves. So if you can benefit, they can benefit. So like it, share it, retweet it, comment below, do it for you, and do it for the overall quality of life, taking those action steps. Do it for your friends. You know, help me out, get the word out. All right, so like it, share it, tweet it, make your comments, take action. And, you know, I enjoy this so much. You know, part of me living, you know, working towards living the life I've always wanted is I grew up basically throughout all these years just being addicted to listening to talk shows, call-in talk shows. For the majority of my life, it's always been something that, you know, I found beneficial listening to these talk shows. I learned so much about life and perspective and people just by listening to these talk shows and their interaction. You know, I would love to, on a small scale, have an interactive talk show with you. Right? If you find this talk about life. Now, you know, I have bodybuilding and training podcasts, questions and answers, videos, everything like that. I mean, we're going to continue to do that because I know I really am not forgetting. You primarily want to know what's in my head, what I've learned over all these years with myself and helping other people, how to build muscle and to lose body fat and to organize your life and your mind in a manner to produce those physical results that you really want. But if you are digging these Morning Connection podcasts, then you're like me. You've got this passion for life and passion for personal growth. And if you like what I'm saying, you think that some of the things that I'm saying might be helpful to you, I would love to have an interactive talk radio show. But I'm planting that seed right now, knowing that until I know there's enough momentum that you're actually going to participate. I'm not going to start that until I feel it'll start off going, right? Because you can tell that I love doing this and I love helping you and I love interacting with you. But if we're not at a time, there's not, maybe the internet hasn't caught up or people actually feel comfortable to do that, or it's just not time, or there's not enough interest, then, you know, I'm not going to just do it because I enjoy it. You know, I'm a businessman even more than ever now. I have a wife and I have a family now. I have to be very effective and efficient with my time. I've got, you know, more people who I'm responsible for with my time than just myself. And, you know, if this was, you know, 15 years ago, I would have just spend night and day talking with you, having a talk show. We can talk about these lives and challenges and some of all these lessons that I've learned from all the peak performance coaches, all the things, all this, whatever you see in me that attracts you to this Morning Connection. I'll love to help you one-on-one through a podcast, an interactive talk radio show podcast. But you're going to have to show me some interest that that's something that you want. So let me know. Again, in the comment box below on Facebook, let's make this thing interactive. Let me know that you're listening. All right? So again, it has to make business sense. And if you're wondering what I was referring to with Susaw Stacy and her blog, that's all on the bodybuilding.com message board. The mass machines on one another section on the board. We start these online journals. So if you're interested in that, you know, what that's all about and maybe how you can start your own, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, or you can visit the Mass Machine Bodybuilding Training Lifestyle thread on the bodybuilding.com forum. Like I said, I learn a lot, you know, by observing life, other people's entry. We tell so much about ourselves. And like I said, I would love to help you at a higher level. So like I said, you know, my wife, the contractions were just about at that point to go to the hospital now. And these last, you know, couple days have been just a really great experience because, you know, I put everything aside. And so we spend a lot of time talking, connecting, getting closer. I'm really cherishing this time as we're even coming together even more. And talking about our lives and where we've been and where we're going. And, yeah, it's been a really special time for me. And I just makes me really appreciate, you know, all the growth, the personal growth that I've made. And all those years of listening to, you know, all the way back in the audio cassette tapes and then the CDs now. The MP3 files, all that personal development material that I listened to for all those years that, you know, again, I talk about how in a lot of ways they were just nice little quotes that I could post and quote and tell other people and observe in other people's life. Yet, you know, the challenge was me fully utilizing them in my own life. To understand myself, to see how they apply to me. And I just see where, you know, all that time spent and all that reflection, you know, how now it's really coming into play, how much it didn't go to waste, and how I'm evolving, you know, so much in my life. The thing that we were talking about just this morning, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning here, got up early, and is that, you know, all the things in life that, you know, I said that I wanted, that all the things that are maybe happening now that were always on, you know, my dream life list or my goal list that were on there, but I never really attacked, you know, because I believe I'm a person, maybe this is the same thing for you, is that when you really focus and you dedicate yourself to something and you put all your energy towards it, you may not always succeed at the level, you know, that maybe that you anticipated, but you're in a darn good place because you put that focus and attention. It's how do you get yourself to get into that mental state and focus long enough and want it badly enough so you actually take the actions, right? But when you do, you're going to get the best results. Is that the kind of person that you see yourself? A lot of people, you know, do. And people who would listen to a Morning Connection podcast like this probably are those kind of people. So it wouldn't surprise me if you're the kind of person who believes when you put your head down and really focus and really want something, you're going to get the best results, right? So the thing is, you know, maybe you've got a lot of things that you say you want to do or you want for your life and you've made no progress in years. And, you know, one thing that my wife and I were talking about is that, you know, I've had a lot of the things that I'm doing in my life right now on my list forever. But what I realized is that, you know, I had to take care of, you know, other things first. So they may have been all on my list, but I didn't want them equally. And more importantly than that, until some were taken care of, I wasn't ever going to focus on some of the higher things. All right, let me use a few examples. I mean, I talk about my grocery store experience where I was the manager of this grocery store, these series of grocery store chains at a very young age. It was something I worked for. And two, the circles that I was in, that was a big deal. You know, getting promoted to manager at my age, it was a great job with benefits and security. And that was what was most important to me at that time. And then I found bodybuilding, and I just totally loved that. And, you know, I progressed so much that I was, like, working at the grocery store. And on the weekends, you know, I'd have my bodybuilding contest. But even more than that, back in those days, I mean, bodybuilding was on ESPN. And I was in a position where Lou Zwick, producer for a TV show for bodybuilding on ESPN, he liked me, and so I'd be flying down there on the weekends to, you know, be involved in this bodybuilding show that would be on ESPN. You know, at about the same time, I had a national commercial that played in the final four, the NCAA finals on national TV, not the cable channels. I mean, on the big three networks. When I was a sponsored bodybuilder for Twin Lab. I mean, so that was playing on national TV, one of the biggest sports events. You know, on the cable channels through all times of the day, I'd be on a Tony Robbins infomercial that played for about 3 years. This was all happening like at the same time while I was working in the grocery store. So what that did was, you know, I really appreciated the job and all the experience that I gained from there. And a lot of that experience, like from the bookkeeping to inventory management, to invoicing, to receiving, to, you know, setting up a warehouse. I mean, those are proving invaluable as I've set up Mass Machine Nutrition. And sometimes I wonder, well, if I didn't have that experience, and on top of everything else, the science, the marketing, the labels, the business connections, like with, for example, with bodybuilding.com and everything that I had to learn, if I would have had to have learned all those at the same time, wow, that what a difference that would have made in my progress. So I really look back, and those times at the grocery store were really valuable to where I am right now. But at that time, it was just that, you know, I knew I had a bigger purpose in life, that to make me feel good, and everything we do is to make us feel good. You know, for some of us, it might be making $1 million. For some of us, it might be to have more muscle and lose body fat. For some of us, it might be, I don't know, to have your own business or whatever. Some of us, it might be to have a family. And we all work towards that. And they all might be on the list, but we have this certain hierarchy of values, what's important to us. And we don't work at them with the same level of intensity. Because if you did, you would have them all, because you're the type of person that thing that you said you wanted to accomplish, that you wanted to do, if you really did want to do, you're the kind of person who would have had it done. You would have blocked out all those other things that you've been doing, and you would get it done. Isn't that true of you? So the thing is we were talking about how I had to take care of all these other things in my life. So when I was working at the grocery store, you know, my pressing question was, you know, I am more than this. Am I, not that there's anything wrong with this, but I have more of my talents and abilities on a bigger scale. How do I satisfy that need to grow and to experience more and to be more? And so that was the big transition of leaving that life and then, you know, making a business out of what a lot of people believe is only a hobby, and that's your passion for bodybuilding and training. And that's been a bumpy road, highs, lows, as far as a business is concerned. But, you know, when you want something, you'll make it happen, right? And so, you know, that transition of doing what I was put on this earth to do, that was more important than family, money, and whatever, okay? But even though all those things were on my list. Okay, then after, you know, I stopped competing, I mean, the isolation, the sacrifice that it took to compete for all those years straight to become the Skip LaCour known as the bodybuilder. I mean, I gave up a lot of the quality of life. And so, you know, just enjoying life. I mean, I remember when I'd be competing, I'd be driving down the street on Main Street, and I'd see people having, you know, breakfast, you know, on a sidewalk cafe, and I would almost cry. I said, I want that. I'm going to have that someday. So when I was done competing, without knowing it, that was really important, just having a normal life and connection with people. You know, I'll talk about this a lot more, but I had a lot of challenges because of whatever is going on in my head, whatever events that caused me to think a certain way that really even got me into the seclusion of bodybuilding, to be okay with that. Well, when I came out of bodybuilding, I had to deal with all those issues. What kind of person would be okay with that type of seclusion and focus and disconnect? I mean, I must have been okay with that. So, okay, I'm done with it. Whatever issues were going in my head, now I want to be this social person. That's what I had to work on. And that's what, you know, Manformation was about. Well, so then you're satisfying, you know, those needs. Check, check, check. Oh, well, now I got to get in and I got to start my business. I got to have a real solid business, a Mass Machine Nutrition that's going to provide for myself and my future family, you know, for the rest of my life or whatever, right? Well, then you start that. And then, you know, it's the creative part. It's just getting, you know, in the game. And then you check, check, check. And then now all of a sudden you've got all these things. Then you become this person who's, you've checked off all these things off your list. And now you're ready for those other things. You know, for me, marriage, family, right? And we all have are different ways about going about all this. And, you know, I could have, and then just say, I don't know, you know, wealth enough to, enough, making enough money to have the finer things and take care of your family, right? Those things, you know, were never really important to me at all, because all those things I had to check off, you know, my list first. And we all have that. Now, I could have just skipped. I could have said, hey, back when I worked at the grocery store, you know, I could have said, hey, this isn't enough money for me. I'm going on an all-out crusade journey. It's my mission to make as much money as humanly possible. I could have done that, what is that, you know, 15, 20 years ago. And I could have skipped a lot of the steps that made me feel good about life and went straight for the money, if that's what I believed would have made me feel good. But for me, you know, I had to check off all these other things. And, you know, the reason why I'm even sharing this story is that, you know, I wouldn't have been ready for where I am right now. I wouldn't have been ready to use all my talents and resources to make the very best out of the situation that I'm in. I wouldn't have been able to do that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, because me and my journey, whatever, how fucked up my head was or continues to be that I challenge or whatever, I wouldn't have been ready to appreciate it, to make it the best that it is way back then. It's just been this evolution, and it's been this journey, and we're all going through our own. And the reason why I'm throwing that in is that, you know, if you got these things on your list and you're kind of beating yourself up for because you're not, they're not happening, you're not getting closer. Maybe for you, it's a relationship, or maybe for you, it's making that money, or, you know, starting that, you know, business or career. I don't know, whatever it is for you, that you've been just, it's been, you know, sitting on the side and you're almost giving up on your dreams that it's going to make it happen. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm experiencing that, you know, I didn't quite give up, but it was kind of getting there, that I didn't think I would ever experience certain things in my life. And I just want it for you to just keep on keeping on and understand that, you know, maybe you need to hurry up and accomplish these things on the lower levels of this skyscraper of life, even though there's something on the tenth floor, something that you say that you really want. Maybe you got to get all those other steps checked off first before you're ready for them. So maybe it isn't, oh, there's something wrong with you. You know, maybe you just have to, those lower levels of what you believe will make you feel good, you got to get those done, see what those feel like, build, grow, before you get to that thing. Again, for you, it might have been marriage and family. For you, it might be building that muscle and losing body fat, or, you know, starting that business, whatever it is. Maybe there's some other things that you need to hurry up and do that aren't that. That hurry up and do, check it off, feel it before you're ready to put your full focus and attention on that. Because see, that's, you know, where I am now. There's things that have been on my list for years that, you know, I look back, I didn't want them that badly. If I want them that badly, I could have done them. And now I am in that position, and I just see my whole mindset all just changing, and all the resources, and how I look at the world and who I connect with. You know, who I am attracted to. I'm not necessarily talking about a person like my wife, who's a great, you know, pick and companion, and we just have this great connection, and we want the same things in life. I wouldn't have been, and it has nothing to do with her, I wouldn't have been the kind of person, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, to be able to identify, attract, and to be the man I am for her. I wouldn't have been able to do that 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I had to change. I had to get those lower level things checked off before I can fully focus that. Did I realize that at that time? No, I didn't. You know, I didn't. And again, now there's just things that now I'm really ready, and everything changes. Everything changes. Again, the reason why I'm telling you my story is because I know, and Stacy, Sousa, you know, reading, you know, your journal and some of the language patterns, and, you know, we've talked about, you and I have talked about this stuff before. We had a coaching session before. You know, there's things that I just feel as though you really want, but you're kind of pushing them away for whatever reasons, you know. And I'm just saying, maybe instead of these things, and for all of us, these things that we're not quite having, you know, maybe it's just not time. And I don't mean that we'll just sit back and until it's time. What I mean is hurry up and accomplish all those other things. Master, focus, dedicate, all those other things. Get them off your list. Get them all checked off. Know how they feel, taste, experience. Some of them will exceed your expectations of what you expected they would make you feel like. Some of them will fall way short. Some of them, you'll get everything you want, and then it's not a big deal anymore. It's like a kid with a new toy. It's the greatest thing in the world. You play with it. You got your mileage out of it, and then you put it aside. Then you'll be open to that thing that's been bothering you that you haven't been able to do or focus on. Because you will find a way. You'll find the people, the resources, the help. I don't know, therapy, coaches. You will find a way when you clear out all that other stuff, because it's already been checked off, and you can fully focus, so you can use all your talent, energy, that mindset, you know, all your charm, wit, abilities, when you fully focus on it. So maybe there isn't anything wrong with you. Maybe you need to get those lower level things all taken care of and experienced before you can really, really, and not just talk about it, just really tackle those things. All right. Little my observations on life, and hopefully that'll help you out. So have a great day. And I will talk to you tomorrow some way, shape, or form, right?